Good morning. Welcome to the Life is Positively Remarkable Forum, where our message is be positive and you will be happy. I'm Sue Sprawner, and I am your host for this week. So we have our pillars of strength. Our pillars of strength are show that you care, accept responsibility, keep your word, enjoy a little craziness, always think remarkable, treat with respect. And most recently, we've added one more pillar through Norm Dominguez's book, The Magic of Positivity. In each of these pillars, we have had some tremendous guests come and give us their insights, maybe their life experiences, or just advice to us and help us tackle one of those seven pillars. Today, we have Ron and Christina Kirby. They are BNI executive directors from SC Lowcountry, and they're also positivity advocates. And they're going to handle the topic of treat with respect. And before we go on, I want to speak a bit about how I happen to know the Kirbys. First off, I'm going to say right off the bat, when I introduce someone by their last names as a unit, I feel very, very strongly that they're individuals and they are not here as a single unit. And I've met them separately. Originally, I met Ron Kirby. He became my mentor in BNI for a brief period, and I had the honor of working with him. And it took a couple years to meet Christina. And you would be surprised to find out that Ron and Christina Kirby are not Ron and Christina. They are Ron Kirby and Christina Kirby. They work together towards a common goal, but they are very, very different people, like two sides of the same coin. They come together in an amazing unit. And before, I just don't want to keep gushing here, but I am so honored to have them here and discussing the treat with respect topic.
Yes, and thank you so much. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for that introduction. I have to say that through Ron, before I met everyone in person, I knew everyone's name. In 2018, in January, when we became both executive directors, thanks to Becky and Bob Travis. I was attending the conference since 2011, but then when I came to the conference in 2018, someone, one of the executive directors, said to me, "Well, don't worry, you may not know us, but we all know you." So that, my heart was really small and tiny, and then it became enlarged, if I can say that. And thank you so much, sis. I remember when Ron and I met with you and Dave, in Long Beach, California, when we had the international conference back then. So thank you again for that. We're gonna talk about power of respect because there is nothing can be done in this life as humans towards anything that is a living thing and being without respect. That's how I started when I met Ron, and he was the most respectful person I have ever met. So here we are. What is respect? We all know what it is. Sometimes it gets the best of us, some people's behavior, and we tend to react and respond, but we learn throughout so many years that actually it's best to stop for just a few seconds and think about what that reaction should come out. Should be just a snap, or would it be best to just think, put a smile on your face, like Norm said, show your teeth, and just turn it into a positive. Why is respect important? Well, those little words, it starts with a please and thank you, and maybe small words, but they do have a huge impact. And I know respects, it is said that it's not given, it is earned. But actually, when I first meet someone, I do go step forward with respect in mind. It may have to be earned even more down the road, but it has to start with respect. And in any relationship, business or personal, there is no meaningful relationship or communication or anything like that without actually respect. And if you think about a situation of disrespect that you witness, how did that make you all feel? Probably was not a very pleasant feeling. So respect does foster trust in relationships. So think about a situation of respect shown and what was the major difference in one's behavior and how did everyone came together based on that. I have one more. Yeah, I have one more and then I will let Ron continue. So as we know, it's very important to be respectful, and especially these days on social media, because it's so easy to be misunderstood, taken as being sarcastic. So I know emojis can help, but social media can be very tricky, and how these days we seem to be on the edge to jump at everything. It's always good to step back, take a step back, and just keep the respect in mind and make the communication meaningful, which will reduce conflict and misunderstandings. So I think I'm going to turn it over to Ron, my better half.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you all for being here. I see a couple of our directors are on board. Thank you very much for attending. We'll be seeing you guys tomorrow. So we always have to agree with one another. And, you know, that's kind of a problem in society today. It seems like if you don't believe in what I believe, then we can't be friends. And nothing's further from the truth. You know, one person has an idea, another one has an idea. That's what makes us more intelligent, by talking to each other and not saying, I don't want to be around you anymore. So what I like to do, if you've been in BNI for about a minute or so, you've always had Dr. Meiser tell us the importance of telling stories. And I wanted to use a little bit of time here to tell a few stories about respect. Robert L. Allen, I just returned from Vietnam, went to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and I had a platoon sergeant. And I did not have a problem changing from combat to peacetime. Lots of people did. I did not. My uniform was immaculate. And he would get in front of me at formation in the morning, and he'd ask me all these leadership questions. Now, I went from boot camp to Vietnam. I don't know all this stuff. And I really thought this guy just liked me a lot. And he asked me a question. I'd go home and study it at night. I'd be ready for him the next morning. He'd ask me a totally different question. Well, I didn't realize what he was doing for me until I had a company commander's inspection. Captain Homer Brookshire starts asking me these questions, and I'm rattling off. And he said, where did you learn all of this? And I said, Sergeant Allen. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. This man had been mentoring me, and I was not showing him the respect that he deserved. I guarantee you, I gave him that respect about 5 minutes after that formation to tell him. And, you know, I'll never forget his words. I said, what can I ever do to repay you? He said, you'll figure it out someday. Well, I figured it out immediately. Was to go do for others what he had done for me, and kind of built my career around that. So that was in the Marine Corps. Now I'm going to go into civilian society. I'm a firm believer in counseling employees or partners monthly. It may be 10 minutes, it may be an hour, but just giving your people that time, it's just the two of you to discuss and find out where they are. And you'd be amazed at some of the wonderful ideas that they'll come up and share with you. Hey, what if we ever tried this? And you never say no. And there's some, you're going to hear some that are kind of pretty absurd, but it's okay. You never let them know that. But knowing your team and their skill set, that's so important. And that's how you're going to find it, is through that counseling monthly. And remember, motivation is never constant. It has its ups and downs, but we do our best as leaders with the positivity of which the program is all about. As the leader, we have to be that positive. You know, example, in a BNI chapter, think they're getting a little low. Somebody's going to jump in there and pull that positivity, because positivity is contagious. Negativity is too, but positivity is much more contagious than negativity. So respect for teams. Here is an example. Here's a true story. So I was a manager for a Best Buy store, and I go in one morning, and the home theater department didn't look very well. I looked on the schedule who was coming in, and it was Eric. Now, I know my people very well. I know for Eric, if I would give him specific instructions, I would insult him. For Eric, all I got to do is say, Eric, go get this job done and get out of the way. Because if I would have gave him distinct instructions, he'd have been sitting there the whole time. Why are you telling me this? I know how to do this. So Eric does a phenomenal job. Of course, I congratulate him, but I don't have to because Eric goes and tells the whole story about what he did this morning because they didn't do it the night before. Well, I had the exact same situation. Of course, now I've got a manager that's in hot water, the same manager. But now I got Jeff comes in, and Jeff is nothing like Eric. So Jeff, I take him over to the area. I explain to him, I want this done, this done, this done. I've got an employee from the back that's going to come up and help you. Once you complete it, please come get me. Let's take a look at it. That is exactly what Jeff needed. So there's a difference of respect that I gave to each of them because I understood my people and how they work. So with that, I'm going to share my last story is trusting your people, the respect for your people. And this is a true story. It was Black Friday. And if you've ever been in the Best Buy store on a Black Friday, it's a nightmare. Well, Shelly came right out of high school, was very intelligent, was one of the best employees I personally had in my sections. And she would never be the one to call with a problem. She was always the positive. She could handle everything. Well, lo and behold, she said, Ron, I need to see you in my department. I go over there and say, what's up? So this lady starts to tell me how stupid Shelly is. She doesn't know what she's doing. And I said, ma'am, you can stop right there. And she says, I'm not finished. I said, yes, ma'am, you are finished. And you can leave the store. And this lady says, I'll have your job. Ma'am, here's BNI, here's our Best Buy, here's their phone number. You can give them a call. My name is Ron Kirby. This store 668. You're not going to talk to my employee like that. But by the way, she's very intelligent. She knows exactly what she's talking about. Well, you can only imagine that word right around the store like wildfire. You know, all of a sudden you hear cheering going in the store. It was the other employees because they were so happy. But that's just the way we raise the team. And that's another form of respect. That line the customers always try, I don't agree with that. Totally disagree. But if you know your people real well, if you've shown the right respect, you're going to know if they did that or not. I knew she would never would have done something like that.
Well, this is very related to respect because, you know, that's one form of respect when being in the wrong and being, you know, brave enough to admit it and be willing to apologize. It's so hard. And, you know, we've seen some examples to the extreme when celebrities goes on and jump on others' talk show couch. But I think just honesty and admitting that either was a misunderstanding or taken out of the context, and it's never too late to reach out to someone and at least try. Some people are not open, may not be open, and maybe they are over it or they want to continue to hold a grudge, but it's always worth it. And in my opinion, you do it for yourself because we cannot control how other people respond. So we would like them to show mutual respect, but that's not going to happen the whole time. But I'm not going to let myself be drawn into that. It's better if I be the way I am, and eventually somewhere down the road, we hear stories that people realize that they appreciate it. They didn't at first, they may have been angry, they were not happy with the decision. We have as humans this thing that we say it was not right, but based on so many facts and the situation given at hand, maybe it was the best decision for that moment. So as long as we keep an open mind and be willing to hear the other point of view, I think there is nothing, I don't think there would be worse if we would have the respect to communicate and just come around the table, even agree to disagree, because that's another form of respect. We may not have the same ideas, not the same brought up, but let's respect each other because what makes us unique and bring us to the table, something different, makes a whole great community that works well together. So I think we kind of used our time, maybe went a little over, but of course, we try to always be the positive leader.
I think that you've come in right on time there.